Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and is sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today's show is entitled Berkeley Heart and More. The first three songs are written and performed by Jeff Berkeley and Calman Hart. They're one of my favorite duos, and they've been writing and singing together for over two decades now. Their first song will be Dear John, John Deere.
She wrote a Dear John with his John Deere. The cornfield said she's out of here. It was short and sweet, but it was loud and clear. She wrote a Dear John with his John Deere. Well, he promised he wouldn't, but he did it again. Passed out, blacked out at 6 a.m. in a whiskey coma on the kitchen floor. She had it up to here. She couldn't take no more. So she threw on her bathrobe and stormed outside. Fired up his tractor and she went for a ride. She plowed his corn and the note she left was a 90-foot message that he never forgets. She put a Dear John with his John Deere. The cornfield says she's out of here. It was short and sweet, but it was loud and clear. She put a Dear John with his John Deere. Now she kept it simple so he'd understand. Just two big letters for one small man. She started it out with a big old F. And it don't take no genius to guess the rest. Simple, so he'd understand. There's two big letters for one small man. She started it out with a big old F. And it don't take no genius to guess the rest. She wrote a Dear John with his John Deere. The cornfield says she's out of here. It was short and sweet, but it was loud and clear. She wrote a Dear John with his John Deere. Dear John with his John.
Yes. That's the end of that farming duo, for sure. Our next song by Berkeley and Hart is She's So Beautiful.
I called her up and said, hey babe, I got last minute tickets to the baseball game, but we gotta go right now. She said, I can be ready in 5 minutes. Just pull up outside, honk your horn, and I'll come out. Sure enough, she came running down her front steps, looking like she just rolled out of her bed. Hair was a disaster, so she tied it back and stuck a Red Sox cap on her head. She was wearing some old sweats. I said, babe, it's gonna be hot. She said, I did not have time to shave my legs. Then she tried to put some lipstick on in the car, but we hit a pothole and she smeared it all over her face. She's so beautiful, smoking hot. She's so beautiful, even when she's not. Well, Well, her girlfriend called me up from a bar one night about 2 a.m. and said, "You better come get her. She's had too much to drink." So I hopped in my car, drove down there, picked her up and took her to her house. Then I held her hair back while she threw up in the kitchen sink. Then she stumbled to the bathroom and I helped her get undressed. Then I tucked her in her bed. She slurred the words, "I love you." Then she fell asleep with her mouth all slack-jawed open like she was dead. She's so beautiful, smoking hot. She's so beautiful, even when she's not. My knees were shaking as she walked down the aisle. All our friends and relations turned their heads and smiled. I was watching their faces as she passed by each room. I could see they were whispering, "She's so beautiful." Well, they were putting tubes in her arms as I held her hand and stood at the side of her hospital bed. Hair was all matted and stuck to her skin, and her cheeks were all puffy and red. Every now and then she twisted up her face like they were tearing her insides apart. Then she bore the most beautiful child, and I just stood there choking on my heart. So beautiful, smoking hot. She's so beautiful, even when she's not. So beautiful, she's still smoking hot. She's so beautiful.
And now another song by Berkeley Hart, and this one is written about what happened between Calman Hart and his mother. It's called Pocket Change, and I've talked with Calman Hart, and he said this is a true story. Pocket Change.
My father wasn't ready for the joys of fatherhood. After three more children, he disappeared for good. It was the 1960s in the land of Brigham Young. I was 5 years old and she was 21. She was a waitress at the Wild Horse Cafe. The smells of food and coffee traveled home with her each day. Pockets of her dress were always tearing at the seams, heavy with the silver of 10% gratuity. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet, nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. When I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much she overcame
pocket change. I remember a friend came by one day with $20 in his fist. He took it from his dad, who was an ophthalmologist. He said he'd never miss it, it was only pocket change. And if I could get some money too, we could ride out on the range. Her uniform was hanging up behind the bathroom door. She was still asleep from having worked the night before. I grabbed as many handfuls as my young pockets would hold and spent it with my buddy at the drugstore down the road. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet, nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much I have to show from pocket change. She was at the kitchen table when I came back that afternoon, staring at her coffee as she stirred it with her spoon. The coins I'd left behind were stacked in rows next to her hand. When I saw that she was crying, I came to understand that those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet, nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it's so beautiful and strange how much of who I am was in my mother's pocket change.
And now I've got a selection by a duo. Actually, they're a duo, but they call themselves Three Pairs of Boots. And they play and sing about the faded dream that many of us had regarding the summer of love. Didn't seem to be such a positive thing in some ways, after all. Summer of Love by Three Pairs of Boots.
Is it even possible to find the truth anymore? The shouting's reached a fever pitch. It's buried amongst the battle roar. Everyone's loading up and firing off their verbal cannons. With only one goal, to tear each other. It used to be the summer of love. Now it's the winter of discontent. It was said if you repeat a lie enough, we would all believe it. That was started 80 years ago and still today. Thank you.
Next is a song by Chad Elliott, and it's called Bible Belt Saturday Night. And I lived in such a town in Kansas, and western Kansas, and out on the prairie, and I can really relate to the song, Bible Belt Saturday Night.
Take it easy on the throttle, it'll kick your ass. Broken pop bottles and Coca-Cola glass. Down by the station where your uncle worked was the only car wash in town. Where all the towny boys on the Saturday nights with their rolled up sleeves fixing for a fight or a roll in the back of a deviled out detailed 74 Monte Carlo. They were singing, oh baby, got a love machine, scooping that loop, American dream. Oh, maybe the best I ever saw was a Bible Belt Saturday night. Wound up tight with a peach fuzz stash. He couldn't talk right. No, he stuttered and he spit every time he talked to any pretty girl he saw. Oh, but Jenny had a way with him, calmed his nerves. She cooled him down, he took her slower on the curves. And everyone said Jenny could have done better, but Jenny said she disagreed. Oh, and Jim would pull the souped-up truck by the cars. He'd crank up the stereo, was fishing in the dark. I never saw the county boys dance like that, as it echoed all across the town. They were singing, oh, baby, got a love machine, scooping that loop, American dream. Oh, maybe the best I ever saw was a Bible Belt Saturday night. Shoved it all down neath the airtight lid. Kept my universal mind from the brutal kinds of the racists and homophobes. Cause that's where we grow on in the undisturbed middle of America. Well, not a word is to be spoken against the stars, the stripes, the convoluted rebel flags. They were singing, oh, baby, got a love machine, scooping that loop. Best I ever saw was a Bible Belt Saturday night. And then some red-headed teacher from further east, a teacher of art and music, a real prairie hippie, preaching MLK, Dylan, Guthrie, man, she said, I took it as an omen and I learned to fly. I didn't look back until I was so high, looking down on the town I once grew up, saying, look at that pretty string of lights. They were singing, oh, baby, got a love machine, scooping that loop, an American dream. Oh, maybe the best I ever saw was a Bible Belt Saturday night. Maybe the best I ever saw was a Bible Belt Saturday night.
You're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. Now, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. Now, there's also another way to help. You can donate a car, a truck, a boat, or RV, or a motorcycle to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you. We're going to resume our show with three songs by Roy Zimmerman. Roy has played in Reading several times. I've had the pleasure of seeing Roy and like him very much. Our first selection is Religious Freedom.
Back when the pilgrims landed on these rocks, they thanked the Lord and they rang out their socks. They were escaping those religious tyrannies, so they said, "Jeez, let us worship as we please." They knew the strictures of their scriptures would never fail them, so they started lighting fires on the pyres in Salem. Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness. Religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn our own witches. Y'all know the story of the first Thanksgiving, historical origins of Martha Stewart living. They feasted with the Wampanoag on that shore, and then wiped out the Pequot in the Pequot War. They knew God sent them to this Eden among the heathen to say, "Convert to our dear Lord or you won't be breathing." Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness. Religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn our own witches. Then all the colonies said, "What the hell?
What the hell?
We don't need a king, let's ring the Liberty Bell. All men are equal, no one's lesser or greater. And we're endowed with certain rights by our Creator." That was sweet, but what made liberty even sweeter was they could still own slaves according to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, 2 Kings, and 1 Peter. So we the people formed a nation, and the Bill of Rights ensures I'm free to practice my religion, and you're free to practice mine. Ain't that divine? Slavery opened up a national wound. Much blood was spilled before the Union reuned. They saved a nation in that civil war our fathers brought fourscore and 7 years before. And some were certain they could hear the Almighty saying, "Don't mix the races, segregate and start KKKing." Freedom, freedom to oppress in the name of, in the name of righteousness. Freedom to persecute in a biblical pursuit. Religious freedom to burn. But separate is not equal, the Supreme Court found, and they struck all the segregation laws down. They found that marriage is a basic civil right. The law can't break into your bedroom late at night. Still some say we will not heed unelected judges. We know we're righteous and our bigotry never budges. Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness. Religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn our own witches. Our religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn, 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 burn.
And our next song by Roy Zimmerman is Thoughts and Prayers. And as you can imagine, it talks about what happens with AK-47s and weapons in general. Thoughts and Prayers.
Another day, another crazy loner with a gun. Another mad commando's done what cannot be undone. The congressperson semi-automatically declares, to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. If guns are regulated, well, we're on a slippery slope to common sense and public safety, reason, peace, and hope. But rest assured, we've got the issue square in our crosshairs. And to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Aim high, we say, shoot straight, we say, go for the kill, we shout. We've got the enemy in our sights, we say, let's take him out. We vomit violent rhetoric like drunken legionnaires. And to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Like Dirty Harry, now let us pray for peace. And throw another AK-47 in the cart for hunting deer, of course, who might be shopping at Walmart. We answer to a higher truth called what the market bears. And to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Tyrant's blood. Yes, so said Thomas Jefferson, or was it Elmer Fudd? For bloody insurrection, a true patriot prepares. And to the victims of this tragedy, we send our thoughts and prayers. Yes, I am, yes, I am. Yeah, take comfort, I mean cover. It's a problem we can't fix. There's nothing certain in this world except guns and lunatics. Our words say we're so sorry, and our actions say who cares. And to the victims of this tragedy, and of every subsequent tragedy, send only our thoughts and prayers.
Our last song by Roy Zimmerman will be You Can't Unring That Bell.
As confused or small or strange, but they're true to their vision, and they're true to humanity, and they see a more perfect union, and their truth sets all of us free. You can't unring that bell. You can't unring that bell. Once you've rung that bell of freedom, you can't unring. The reins of power are
often held by those whose idea of freedom is to silence those they oppose. But freedom keeps on ringing, it echoes in the hearts of all people down. Side of history, to let truth lead to wisdom, and let wisdom lead to tolerance, and let tolerance lead to justice, and let justice lead to peace. You can't unring that bell.
Next up is Banks of Marble, and it's by Spookandy. Spookandy with Banks of Marble.
Well, I traveled round this country from shore to shiny shore, and it really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the family farmer just a plowing sod and loam, and I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the farmer sweated for. And I saw the bright-eyed student study deep into the night, and I heard the banker's whisper, "Now you owe me half your life." But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the student sweated for. And I saw the retail worker standing all day on her feet, and I heard the check they pay her does not buy enough to eat. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the worker sweated for. Yes, I seen us people working throughout this mighty land, and I prayed we'd get together and together take a stand, that we might own those banks of marble with a guard at every door, and we'll
share those bolts of silver that the people sweated for. Yes, we'll own those banks of marble with the guard at every door. And we'll share those bolts of silver that we all have sweated for.
And next is a song by John McCutcheon, and it's called Step by Step, because that's how positive changes are made. Step by Step with John McCutcheon. Next is Jagger and Reed, Judy Jagger and Bob Reed, a duo I've had the pleasure of getting to know. And their first selection is a song by Dylan's well-known song, The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changin'. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changin'.
And don't criticize what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command.
Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line is drawn, it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a
Our next song by Jagger and Reed is called From Way Up Here.
From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand, no bigger than my hand. From way up here, the earth looks very small. They shouldn't fight at all down there upon that little sphere. Their time is short, a life is just a day. You'd think they
they'd find a way. You'd think they'd get along and fill their sunlit days with song. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and clear. Their time is short, a life is just a day. Must be a better way to use the time that runs among the distant suns. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and dear. From way up here.
And now we're going to go on to a song by a Canadian singer-songwriter by the name of Emily Triggs, and it's called The Everlasting Light.
There is a page in every story where change rings through like a choir. Here I stand, my heart embracing the everlasting star. All the time we were almost broken, when the watch would seem so slow, you always knew when the shadow had spoken of the everlasting glow.
Let's go to the sweet salvation, to the everlasting star. Salvation.
Everlasting Life by Emily Trigg. Our final selection is an instrumental. It is done by Jimmy Hefferman, a fairly well-known session musician. And it's that beautiful composition by the Beatles called In My Life. But before that, just a note that if you have any questions or comments about today's music or musicians, you can reach me by going to craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And don't forget the dot between my first and last name. We want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. Please tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour. And now, In My Life, done by Jimmy Hefferman.